Kyrgyzstan declares a day of mourning. Christian Uzbeks flee from ethnic violence into religious persecution. And a new translation center in India is a major step for evangelism and transformation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kyrgyzstan's interim government declared Wednesday a day of mourning for the victims of ethnic violence. Jeff collaborated with Audio Scripture Ministries while working in Kyrgyzstan.
The ethnic tension that's being used as the tool, but the issue is the unaddressed ethnic tension that's been there for a long time.
But the gospel transcends ethnicity. Jeff says as the country descended into chaos,
Kyrgyz pastors were hiding Uzbek believers and non-believers in their house, and I thought, this is what we need, is we need to see believers standing up to say, we will not fall victim to nationalism or ethnic pride. We will first be kingdom people. We will first be followers of Jesus.
And in so doing, became agents of change.
It's a great opportune moment that God is giving us for the church, not just to be groups that are meeting in these buildings on Sundays, but to be out in society to say, we will rebuild homes, bring food, bring supplies.
It's still dangerous for those who remain.
We need to pray that they would have wisdom to know how to reach out, but also that they would really bring the good news.
Meanwhile, after 100,000 Uzbeks fled from the ethnic violence, Uzbekistan has closed its borders to all but the injured. According to Russian ministries, Christians are among the refugees. In this distressing time, they're lending aid and comforting survivors. Yet, as they spread Christ's love, they do so in a country rife with religious persecution. Uzbekistan is number 10 on Open Doors World Watch list of countries experiencing intense persecution. Pray for courage among these believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. The church is still rapidly growing in India, but the truth is, a huge number of its people are still without Scripture. Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says India is full of unreached people.
Over 150 languages that don't have one verse of Scripture. It's actually the largest population of people in the world in one country. Over 65 million people without Scripture.
So, Wycliffe Associates is pledged to build a Bible Translation Training Center in northern India. Since the center will be on a Bible college campus, nationals will be able to do most of the translating. Finished translations will provide evangelistic opportunities.
In order to do effective evangelism and especially discipleship, you've got to have Scripture in the local languages. Otherwise, that whole process becomes a foreign language training exercise.
To finish this center, volunteers with construction experience, computer and accounting skills, teaching backgrounds and more are needed. Head to our website to go help. Next, Buckner International is facing a serious challenge in the form of a shoe shortage. Since Haiti's earthquake, they've distributed more than 50,000 pairs of shoes, with a shipment of 12,000 more about to go out. The great demand has decimated their supplies, and now they don't have enough shoes for Haitian kids or for other poor children they help around the world. Help Buckner save lives, as shoes protect feet from disease and injuries, and as Christ's love is shared with every recipient. And every month, Christian Resources International receives hundreds of requests for Christian books and Bibles from English speakers around the world. CRI's Executive Director Fred Palmerton says,
we are completely unable to answer all of those needs, so we developed a program where people can respond to those requests from their own living room through a program called Bear Your Bookshelf.
Since the beginning, they've seen a tremendous response to fill this need.
We receive numerous applications from people across America to fill some of these needs, but the need is far greater than the response.
So Palmerton says CRI needs your help to continue this initiative to get Bibles into the hands of seekers. CRI can't notify everyone who's being sent a Bible, so it comes as a pleasant surprise. Plus,
it's pretty exciting to be able to be a missionary from your own home.
You'll find a link on our website directing you on how to get started. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of today's stories, just call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. You can go there not only to find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.